choice to do a run through of the first act after that. So that's what we have left. My goal for next week, both Monday and Wednesday, is to do run throughs. Okay? And several of you in the past have asked me if we could do a run through and stand up. So you have asked that. So that's something I'm considering for next Wednesday. Okay? If you don't feel like you can, you know, do two of those types of, you know, we won't do it Monday, but I'm saying I'm considering it for next Wednesday. Some of you feel like that's really going to wipe me out to do that and then do it again on Saturday. I totally understand. But if you feel like you need to gauge and kind of get that, you know, feeling it, then that's also fine. As a reminder, this was brought up last week and this has been done in the past as well, having two separate binders, having a binder for the first act and having a binder for the second act. So that your binder is lighter, okay? So you don't feel like you're being weighed down. That's definitely a great idea, okay? Let me also recommend that all of you have hard binders, okay? I see a few of you with the flimsy kind, and although those are lighter, it's harder to manage, okay? Those kind of binders are harder to manage, okay? They slip out more, you know, it's more cumbersome. So, I recommend that you get the hard binder, okay? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Just a show of hands, how many of you would like to have a standing rehearsal next Wednesday to kind of get used to it? Okay, cool.
Standing rehearsal.
All right. The other thing I just want to say,
did you have a comment?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sort of standing. I think it's helpful to be standing next to the people that we're going to be singing next to in the concert. I mean, for me, it's not so much standing. It's like singing arrangement just a little bit ahead of time so that we know who.
Good. So what I need to know then when you come, what we'll need to do then next, we can do this Monday actually, is if you know you're going to need to sit during the concert, I need to put the chairs up in front and have the people that are sitting. And then as close to how we have been sitting in rehearsals, is how I want you to be. That's not always a perfect system because the risers might be different or blah, 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 blah. But we should be able to accomplish that with the amount of rows that we have. Okay? Altos, we have four rows, right?
Well, we always wind up doing it by height.
And four rows.
Well,
three and a half, but we can do this. So, definitely. Okay? All of those things we will make happen. Okay? Yeah.
I don't know how you can handle this, but I sometimes find myself behind somebody and I can't see you.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that type of stuff has to be accomplished during our warm up. Okay? So the warm up is really going to be a tricky time. Okay, just to let everybody know. Okay? We can be on the stage as early as 4, but I don't want you all to be on the stage that early. So you're going to arrive. Okay, you're going to put your stuff down. You're going to get comfortable. So that exactly 5 o'clock. So that exactly at 5 o'clock, we can warm up, get on the stage.
No, don't arrive at 5.
Don't arrive at 5.
Arrive at 4:45 or 4:30.
The warm up needs to happen at 5. Okay. Because there are logistics we needed to do during that time, okay? So in other words, we arrive, we warm up in the warm-up room. I wanna do the warm-up in the warm-up room. Then I'm gonna tell you guys, let's go to the stage. That's when we'll get positioned and everyone gets in their windows, right? The problem is you have to go back to the exact same spot, okay? Some of our concerts, we don't have the opportunity to practice in the space before we sing. So we just kind of get up, and then sometimes you do end up behind somebody, and it's unfortunate, but it's the way it goes sometimes. In this kind of event, we actually have the time to get that worked out, but everybody has to remember. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part. So after we get all of that worked out, we're actually going to walk off the stage and then walk back on. to see if you can remember to go to the exact same spot you were in. So you have to like look down, you have to look up, you have to kind of see where your surroundings are to make that happen, okay? And that's the only way it'll work, trust me. That's the only way Windows work, is if you go back to the exact same spot. Okay? Okay? And, you know, well, there'll be very little singing that we do on the stage during that time. Okay, a couple little sound checks here and there. Then we have to get off the stage. We have to be completely out of the theater space. That means the concert hall area by 6. If I feel like we need to touch on some other things, then we go to the rehearsal room. Okay? And we touch on some things. Okay? Does that make sense? I would not rely on going out of the building to eat from 6 to 7. Okay? I would not rely on that as a smart thing to do, because by the time you get out of the hall, you get your coat on, you get you walk, you're not going to have a lot of time to find a place to eat. So my recommendation is you eat a nice lunch, okay, and you bring snacks. And you bring snacks and water, okay? In all seriousness, okay? Because you're not going to have a chance to leave. So, but we'll have that time between 6 and 7 to do rehearsal room stuff, right? We can do rehearsal room stuff during that time. You know, start every song sitting down. We'll be sitting down, start every song just to make sure everybody's, you know, ready to go. Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
So I completely agree. It's one of my biggest pet peeves when my choirs are not in Windows, especially when we practiced. It just infuriates me, because that means someone did not go where they were supposed to go. That's all it means. So you have to make sure you're paying attention and you go exactly where you're supposed to go. But, you know, we can't do that until the day of the concert, right? So,
can we bring chalk and mark our place?
And that's part of what we're practicing during our warm-up time on the stage. Okay? How we walk off, how we walk on. Yeah? And all that kind of stuff. Which directions we're coming from which stage doors, all those kinds of things. Okay? Right? And some of you get a little flustered with that sort of thing. Okay? And, you know, it's not like the curtain's going to, you know, rise up and we're all going to be sitting in our little lovely chairs like we sit in rehearsal room. You know, we have to walk on the stage and look great and then be ready to sing great. Right?
Right.
So, we can do it, though. We can do it. Okay, so I want to run this joy section. I want it to be great. I hope that it is great. Everyone ready? Everyone ready? So it starts with Ocean Workers, right?
Yes.